After Allah mentioned the blessings He bestowed upon Dawood and his son Sulaiman, peace be upon them, He mentioned the blessings He bestowed upon the people of Saba', with the difference being that Dawood and Sulaiman, peace be upon them, were grateful and the people of Saba' were ungrateful to him. He says,
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور.
Verse number 15. There was for the tribe of Saba', in the dwelling they lived in, a clear sign of Allah's power and His favor on them. And the clear sign was two gardens, one on the right and the second on the left. And I said to them, Eat of the provision of your Lord, and thank Him for His favors. This is a pleasant city, and you, Lord, Allah is a forgiving Lord, who absolves the sins of those who repent to Him.
فأعرضوا فأرسلنا عليهم سيل العرم وبدلناهم بجنتيهم جنتين ذواتي أكل خمط وأثل وبدلناهم بجنتيهم جنتين ذواتي أكل خمط وأثل وشيء من سدر قليل.
Verse number 16. But they turned away from thanking Allah and believing in His messengers, so I punished them by turning their favors into difficulties. Then I sent upon them a strong flood which destroyed their dam and flooded their fields. And I replaced their two pleasant gardens with two gardens which gave bitter fruit and which contained fruitless tamarisk trees and a small amount of the lot tree, sidr.
ذلك جزيناهم بما كفروا وهل نجازي إلا الكفور.
Verse number 17. That change which occurred to the favors they were on was because of their disbelief and turning away from being thankful for the favors, and I do not punish so severely except one who rejects Allah's favors.
وجعلنا بينهم وبين القرى التي باركنا فيها قرى ظاهرة وقدرنا فيها السير سيروا فيها ليالي وأياما آمنين.
Verse number 18. And I made between the people of Saba' in Yemen, and between the cities of the blessed land of Levant, many neighboring cities, making easier for them the distance of traveling, so they may pass through these cities and towns, stopping when needed, without any difficulty until they reach the land of Levant. And we announced, Travel through them, day and night, in complete security, from any enemy, hunger, or thirst.
فقالوا ربنا باعد بين أسفارنا وظلموا أنفسهم فجعلناهم أحاديث ومزقناهم كل ممزق إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور.
Verse number 19. But they arrogantly rejected Allah's favor of facilitating their journey, and they said, Our Lord, make our journeys longer by removing those cities in between, so that we can have a taste of the exhaustion of travel, and we can make clear the excellence of our riding mounts. And they wronged themselves by arrogantly rejecting Allah's favor, turning away from thanking Him, so I made them into tales, which those after them talk of. And I totally separated between them and the lands, so they cannot reach each other, in that which has been mentioned, namely favoring the people of Saba' and taking retribution from them is a lesson for every person who is patient in his obedience to Allah, and bearing what he has been afflicted with, who is thankful for Allah's favors on him.
وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
Verse number 20. And Iblis confirmed through them what he assumed, i.e., that he is able to lead them astray and misguide them from the truth. So they followed him in disbelief and misguidance, except a group of the believers, as they ruined his hope by not following him.
وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ مِمَّنْ هُوَ مِنْهَا فِي شَكٍّ وَرَبُّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ
Verse number 21. And Iblis has no power over them, through which he can force them to be misguided, but he only beautifies for them to entice them to lead them astray. We have given him permission to entice, so we can make it clear the one who has faith in the hereafter from the one who is in doubt about the hereafter. And your Lord, O Messenger, is a guardian over everything. He guards the action of his servants and will reward them for them.
قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير
Verse number 22 Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, call upon those whom you claimed were your deities beside Allah, so that they can bring you benefit or remove harm from you. They do not have ownership of anything, even as small as a dust particle. Nor are they partners with Allah in ownership, nor does Allah have any helpers from amongst them. He is self-sufficient, in no need of anyone else. Beneficial points. 1. Gratitude protects favors, and rejecting them causes them to be seized. 2. Safety is one of the greatest favors Allah has given the servants. 3. Correct faith protects against following the misguidance of the Satan through the permission of Allah. 4. The invalidity of the causes of idolatry and its openings are clear, such as claiming the idols have power or partnership with Allah or help or intercession with Allah.
ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له حتى إذا فزع عن قلوبهم قالوا ماذا قال ربكم قالوا الحق وهو العلي الكبير
Verse number 23 And intercession in his presence does not benefit except for one whom Allah gives permission. And Allah does not give permission to intercede except for whom He is pleased, due to His greatness. And part of His greatness is that when He speaks in the heavens, the angels flap their wings in submission to what He says, until when the state of fear disappears from their hearts, some of them say to others, "What did your Lord just say?" The angels reply, "He said the truth, and He is high in His essence, and subduing, the great."
قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلِ اللَّهُ وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَى هُدًى أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ
Verse number 24 Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, who provides you from the skies by bringing out the crops, plants, and fruits, say, It is Allah who provides you, O idolaters. Only one of us can be rightly guided with the other on clear misguidance. There can be no doubt that the believers are on clear guidance and the idolaters are misguided.
قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا وَلَا نُسْأَلُ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 25. O Messenger, say to them, You will not be asked on the Day of Judgment about the sins we committed, nor will we be asked about what you used to do.
قُلْ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ
Verse number 26. Say to them, Allah will gather us and you on the Day of Judgment. Then, He will judge between us and you with justice. Then, He will manifest the truthful from the liar. And He is the judge who adjudicates with justice the all-knowing of how to pass judgment.
قُلْ أَرُونِيَ الَّذِينَ أَلْحَقْتُمْ بِهِ شُرَكَاءَ كَلَّا بَلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
Verse number 27. O Messenger, say to them, Show me those whom you have made for Allah as partners, which you associate with Him in worship. No, indeed, the matter is not as you have thought, i.e., that He has partners, but rather He is Allah, the Mighty whom nobody can overpower, wise in His creation, decree, and control.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 28 And I did not send you, O Messenger, except for the sake of all mankind, to give good news to the pious, that for them is paradise, and to warn the disbelievers and transgressors of the fire. But most people do not know that. Had they known, they would not have denied you.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Verse number 29. And the idolaters say, whilst hastily seeking the punishment you are warning them of, if you are truthful, tell us when is the promise of punishment going to occur.
قُلْ لَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ
Verse number 30. O Messenger, say to these people, who are hastily seeking the punishment, for you is a fixed appointed time. When the time comes upon you, it will not be delayed or preceded for the smallest moment of time, and this day is the Day of Judgment.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا بِالَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول يقول الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا لولا أنتم لكنا مؤمنين
Verse number 31 Those who disbelieved in Allah said, We will never believe in the Quran which Muhammad claims is revealed to him, nor will we ever believe in the previous divine books. And if you were to see, O Messenger, When the wrongdoers are detained before their Lord on the Day of Judgment for their reckoning, they will dispute with one another, each one placing the responsibility and blame on the other. The subjects, citizens, who were subdued will say to their leaders, who oppressed them in their life, "If you had not led us astray, we would have been believers in Allah and His messengers." Beneficial points. 1. Softness with the one being called is necessary, so that he does not resort to stubbornness and being unreasonable. 2. The messengership of the Prophet, peace be upon him, incorporates the whole of mankind and jinns likewise. 3. One of the conditions of the people on the Day of Judgment will be arguments between the followers and leaders, and each side disassociating themselves from the other.